One of the goals of this is to try to think both currently but 10 years ahead. And so in the process, we position parking garages where if traffic patterns and ways of transportation remain largely the same, these are where they will be. We push a lot of them out to the edges of campus so that, in fact, we have a much more walkable campus, use a much more robust internal system. I mean, with a 5,500-acre campus, you have to be able to get around the campus. And so we've got to have a much better sort of internal transportation system if, in fact, we push the parking out to the periphery. And one of the elements of that is what you've heard before, is we actually asked TTI to invite companies in to use our campus as a laboratory for autonomous vehicles and so forth to see if we can find a much more efficient, cheaper way of internal transportation. If in fact that works, then it allows us to push these parking lots very much to the edge, have a much more walkable, bikeable campus with intra-transportation run in a fairly efficient way. But also at the back of our minds in all this is the idea that this may change pretty dramatically in the next decade as well. I mean, as you think about autonomous vehicles, if that really becomes significant, a number of things happen, one of which is all your parking may possibly be remote, maybe quite remote, because you may not need to park on campus at all. Parking structures would necessarily be much smaller because the cars would park, you don't have to open the doors. And you can make the parking quite peripheral on the campus and quite remote. And that would change what the use of, say, 3 would be. All of a sudden, no need for a parking structure. It would become another engineering building as we move engineering, which can't go that way. Engineering now moves closer towards Texas Avenue in that direction. So this leaves us the flexibility, depending on which way the technology sort of moves with respect to transportation, and that's what we want to be.